In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15 and verse 19, therefore thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me, and if thou take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. If thou shalt take forth the precious from the vial. Amen. Could we turn to the book of Amos? I want to read the verse of scripture there in the book of Amos. Amen. We desire your prayers tonight that the Lord would just bless us in a special way. Amen. Amen. Thus saith the Lord, as a shepherd taketh out of the mouth of the lion two legs or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out that dwell in Samaria. Amen. Not much there, are they? Amen. Not much left when the devil gets through with them, are they? Not much left. Amen. Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 24. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty? Or the lawful captive be delivered? But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. And the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. Could we read that again? I like to read scriptures like that in a time like now, brother. Amen. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty? Will it? Could I hear a good amen when I read? Shall the prey be taken from the mighty? Or the lawful captive being delivered? But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contend with thee, and I will save thy children. Amen. Amen. I will save thy children. Amen. And the Bible tells us in the book of Philippians chapter 3 and verse 2. The Bible said, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of concision. Amen. This refers to religious leaders who feed and whose sole purpose is to get what they can out of it and nothing else. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 22 and verse 20, deliver my soul from the sword and my darling from the power of the dog. Amen. I'll tell you, that ought to be a prayer we'd pray one more time. Deliver my soul from the sword and my darling, amen, from the power of the dog. Amen. Yes, sir. It seems, brother, that there's something about the dog. Now, to those who love the canine kingdom, I have nothing whatsoever against that, but there's something about the Bible that I like to preach. My father has been a dog trainer and so forth and so on, so I'd get in trouble if I went off a deep end about that. But I'm going to preach to you for a while. Amen. On the hounds of hell that are after your daughters, your sons. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 56 and verse 11. Yea, it tells us dogs are greedy. Amen. Peter tells us that the dogs go back and eat of their own vomit. Amen. So you see, the term dog means something that's very intolerable to society. Talking about something that's very degenerate. Amen. It talks about a class, amen, that gluts themselves upon a certain thing. They tell us in the Bible days, in the biblical times, that dogs roam the country and just outside of the city walls, amen, where the carcass was thrown over the walls, amen, that the dogs roamed, many of them rabid dogs, amen, running in packs. And the psalmist saw that. Amen. He cried out, deliver my darling from the dogs. Amen. They tell us at that time, they literally take human bodies. Amen. And there was disease and cast him over the wall. And they say a dog loves the flesh of humans. Amen. So the devil comes. Amen. With his power and his strength. You know, they tell us that there's a lady in England that has trained 17,028 dogs to perfection. They say she can train a dog. Amen. She's trained high as 80 a day. Take a canine. Amen. There's something about the devil. It seems like he can take people and train them. Amen. I wonder if you look and see in this last day, and we look and let's stop and look at a dog for just a few moments. A dog named Sabra had been known to jump 11 feet and 6 inches. Amen. How high is that second strip going across there? Amen. That's getting up there pretty close to 11 feet, isn't it? Amen. 11 feet and 6 inches. Dogs have been known to jump. Amen. They tell us that a dog can pull a 52 pound per, amen, a pound per his pound of weight, amen. In other words, he can pull 52 times the very weight of his own self, amen. Yes, sir. Dogs are strong, and dogs, brother, represent a whole lot of things. Amen. Some dogs are trained to track, and they have great feats of tracking. And some are trained to smell. Amen. And I wonder tonight how the devil has been training his hounds of hell, and he's turned them loose in this hour. Amen. I've read about dogs that was able to leap 30 feet. Amen. Some of them weigh as high as 300 pounds. I've read about dogs that's been able to smell through a snow, a man buried 20 feet deep in snow. Amen. There's something about the dog that the scriptures has to say. Amen. Yes, sir. Their ears, they can hear we can only hear 25 yards. They can hear it 250 yards away, better than we can at 25 yards. Amen. They have 42 teeth in their mouth, and those fangs are put there, brother, for a purpose. Yes, sir. They tell us that there is some dogs they have a pressure in their mouth. If they bite a man, they have 100 pounds of pressure per square inch in their mouth, usually 7 inches. So you can tell, brother, that's 700 pounds of pressure. Amen. A dog that's trained to kill, it only takes him less than a minute to kill a human being. I'll tell you, brother, in this hour, I looked across this world. Amen. I watched the devil kill him in less than a minute. Amen. I watched him destroy on every side. Amen. That's the reason why I'm preaching this message. The Lord gave it to me the first of the year, and I've carried it all summer and a different place to the preacher. But the Lord said to preach it here, and so I'm going to do my best, and will you help me preach it? Amen. One night as I was sleeping, I had a terrible dream. In that dream, I dreamed my oldest brother next to me, Don. I thought he was coming down the street, and a pack of dogs attacked him. I heard Don as he ran over the side of the house, back down behind the lot. As he went down there, I heard the dogs growling, biting furiously. Amen. I heard the snapping of their teeth. Amen. I heard the awfulest noise. Amen. I felt something and heard something that put terror to my soul. I woke up. I got out of the bed. I got out on my knees. I said, oh God, you know I love Don. Amen. Would you deliver him out of the mouth of the dog? Amen. fervently. Amen. And that dream, I thought death came into the dream. I thought it started running over the hill. Amen. Brother Fred Riley, as he ran over the hill, I heard him. Amen. As he began to kick dogs, and dogs began to yelp. Amen. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty? Shall our children be pulled out of the mouth of the dogs in this hour? Amen. As the shepherd taketh out of the mouth of the lion. Amen. What are you going to get? There won't be very much when he gets a hold of them. Amen. Just a piece of an ear. Amen. Yes, sir. Just a piece of a leg, brother. Amen. When he gets a hold of your child, the devil won't leave much. You hear me? Oh, God. Amen. Yes, sir. As I watched being trained dogs and, amen, kept the kennels of dogs, and I watched my dad, amen, he was good at it, and trained his dog, amen, he didn't have to do a whole lot of hollering, amen, they knew his scent, and they'd come to him. I'll tell you, this hour, the awfulest kennel I ever saw, that's been put together and trained, it's been put together and trained this hour. And to destroy mine and yours, me and you. Hallelujah. Amen. My brother David, he lived out in the country, and he was having some problems with some people that were threatening his life. And they'd come around his house at night. They put great fright in his life. And so he sought for a dog that would protect him. Sister Connie's dad, who went on to glory a few days ago, had a dog. They called him Old Sam. Amen. Amen. And Old Sam, he knew no master. He had no master whatsoever. Amen. And so David got a hold of him. And when he got a hold of that dog, brother, there wasn't nobody else come around in his yard at night. He put them all to flight. Oh, big old Mike went over there one day, and he said, I ain't afraid of dog. No, no. Amen. He stepped over in the yard. Amen. It didn't take him about two or three skips, hops, and a jump. Amen. He was back across the fence. He met something, brother, he never met before. Amen. It puts terror in the heart when you actually can see, brother, what a dog can do. Amen. Let's look for just a moment. Let's name some of these dogs that the devil has in this hour. Would you mind it? Number one, let's name number one, atheism. Atheism. Amen. There's no God. My, what a dog. What a dog. Amen. We send our little children to school. Amen. And then they turn the hounds of hell loose on them in the classroom. Amen. They mock grandmother. They mock us as old fogey. Amen. Dog number two is evolution. Amen. And the evolution comes into the room. Amen. And tells him we evolved. But after 120 years, there's never been the first theory of evolution ever proved. Amen. Amen. The Smithsonian Institute bears record of that. There's never been the first one. Amen. Even Darwin himself on his deathbed, he said, I was just a young man full of ideas unproven. Amen. He said on his deathbed, bring me the raw book. Amen. And the lady said, what book? And he said, the only book. Amen. The New Testament. Bring it to me. Bring the Holy Word. I'll tell you, brother, there's never been something that's changed the course of the world. Amen. Like atheism. Amen. And like evolution. It broke down the mold. It told man he wasn't nothing but a beast. And so he started acting like a beast. Amen. Told my boys, amen, there's beasts, and then they become homosexual. Amen. It told our girls they was animals. And so they started living on animals extinct. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Every one of us, amen, I came from the dying creation of Almighty God. Amen. There was not, brother, I'll tell you, God created this world. There was not anything made without, amen, the God of heaven created. Thank God, brother, he made us. And we'll have to step and give an account to the God of creation. Amen. Number three dog out of hell is a thing called, amen, humanism. Humanism, brother. Last year, our government spent $140 billion, amen, in education, amen, and most of it was, amen, of the theory of humanism, Brother Thompson, amen, and you paid the money, and it come out of your pocket, and they tell us we don't have anything to say about what is taught in our school. We bring our children up in church. We bring them up in Sunday school. We send them off to school. And the devil's hound gets a hold of them and gnaws on them. Somebody said, where did I lose my children? I'll tell you where you lost your child. Amen. You lost it, brother, in the classroom of the devil when the hound was there. It's time God's saints saw what we was up against. Amen. And begin to take the play from the mighty. Yes, sir. Amen. Give us back our children. Amen. Give them back to us. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh! Amen. Yes, sir. A man needs something, brother. Amen. More than man. Dog terminology living on ourselves. We need to live on something that's above. If we can't get a hold of something out of this world, we drown in this world. Church, we got to have the heavenly power to come down in our midst. Ha ha ha. Glory. If there was ever a time that we needed help, it's in the help of the Almighty God. It's in this hour. Amen. We are fighting the dogs of hell. Amen. The devil's kennel has been turned loose on us. Amen. Amen. Old Judas, old Hitler has been turned loose on us. Amen. You name him ever how you want to. You can call him alcoholic. Amen. You can call him drugs. Call him what you want. But he turned one loose on us. But he turned worldliness on us. Amen. It tore us all to pieces. Amen. Fashion, brother. Amen. The clothesline. Amen. The fashion of this world is a dog out of hell. It's a dog out of hell. It's a dog out of hell. Well, it is. It's a dog out of hell. You hear me? It's a dog out of hell. I was praying today. Oh, what's the hounds of hell from these aisles? Amen. Oh, what's them, brother? As he went down through the aisle, looking for your child and looking for my child. Amen. I watched them. Amen. As they came by to devour you and you. Amen. And you, Brother Neil. Amen. The hounds of hell have been turned loose. Amen. Back in our country, there's been quite a hunter. Bear hunter that. They had some boys there. They got a pack of dogs. They turn him loose on a bear. Amen. When they get that bear, they get him out in the open and get him, Brother Day. After a while, one will take a hold of the flank. And about that time, one takes on the other side. One gets a hold of this paw. One gets a hold of that paw. They do it simultaneously. One's drawing attention while the others take a hold. And the first thing you know, they've got a big bear stretched out. And when they stretch him out, they know what to do. Amen. Those dogs don't run in and grab a hold of the fur. Amen. They go in there and start on that tenderness. Amen. I'll tell you, the devil's tore the tenderness out of your heart and made you hard. Made you hard, preacher, and made me hard. Amen. Yes, he knows. He knows exactly, brother, what'll destroy us. And he runs in and he nips her. And he nips her. And the next thing you know, amen, they freed that bear right there on his back. I'll tell you, I've watched home after home. Amen. Where the packs, amen, of the dogs out of hell have been turned loose against that home. I watched them grab dead, lay him out, helpless as he could be, and the hounds of hell tore him all to pieces, grab his wife, and destroy his wife. I'll tell you, the hounds of hell, beware of dogs. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. 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 Be sobered. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion. What? Seeketh walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brother that are in the world. That word consumed means to literally eat like an animal, gobble it up, swallow them down, take them whole. Amen. I watch them take down whole families, whole churches, whole. That word devour means to consume, waste with disease or greediness, absorb wholly. Amen. Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. My brother, they've been known to trail a man across the desert, 100 miles across a barren desert. Amen. Never lose his trail. When the devil gets on your trail, young boy or girl, amen, he'll never lose it until you come to the blood of Jesus Christ, until you plunge into that fountain. Hallelujah, that's the only safe place for you. This world will destroy you, every one of you. It'll destroy every one of you. You hear me? It'll get you, young man. It'll get you, Dad. Amen. Once he gets on your trail, he can jump higher than you. He can pull more than you. He can see farther than you. He can smell more than you. He's out to devour you. Amen. He's stronger than you. Amen. He's keen and attacking and destroying. In England, a little prairie bull got rabies, went into a 3,000 acre of game reserve. The commissioner of the Department of Agriculture declared that every animal in that 3,000 acres to be put to death. He said, we cannot play with it. We cannot allow one of those animals outside that compound. Said if we allow it out, we will ruin and allow the destruction of all the animal kingdom in the Isle of Great Britain. There are some things, Brother Neil, we can't afford. We can't afford to let down on. Hey man, don't you ask me. Don't come and embarrass me. Don't even ask me. Don't even look at me like you want to. Hey man, I can't afford to. I'm not going to. Hallelujah! You may bite my heels, but you'll not get in my throat. Amen. You might bite my legs, but you'll not get my family. You hear me? No, no, no. You'll not get my church. No, no, no. We can't afford to. We don't want to wait until there's just a piece of air. Hallelujah! But brother, I tell you tonight, brother, the prayer of the mighty shall be taken, and our children will be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe it was in San Diego. The zoo there, they had a compound. I believe they call it lair. Amen. L-A-R or something like that. Where they keep the wolves. And a little boy came across there. He leaned over the wall. And he lost his balance. He fell across that wall and fell on down. Fell among the wolves. As he hit among the wolves, those wolves pounced on him. There's two men there. They jumped across the fence that kept the wolves in, and then jumped on down the rest of the bear to get out where the boy. By the time they got there, the wolf had already pulled a 22 inch from there down. One cast there. Amen. They begin to kick those wolves off. Those two men pulled the little boy back. And every time, Amen. Those wolves rush into that little boy again and tear into him. Not one time did they attack those men, but every time that little boy would move, they'd attack him. When they got him out, brother, it was nothing but gashes ripped on his body with those fangs. Oh, and they said to him, "Why didn't it attack you?" They said, "It must be the nature of wolf just attack the boy. It must be the nature of the devil. Amen. Just want to destroy our children. It's just his nature. Amen. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it and have it and have it and more abundantly. You can have life. You don't have to be destroyed. You can have life and have it more abundantly." Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Glory. Amen. I was preaching Brother Fred Wiley a couple years ago in camp meeting, and I told a story about a funeral we had and about a little boy who they laid out in his little league uniform. When they come to view the body, the mother, and after all that, they started to close the lid and the casket, and the funeral director, just as he began to lower the lid, a mother jumped off the front seat, screamed and hollered, ran up to the funeral director. "No, you don't! You don't take away my little boy. No, no, no!" Amen. The funeral director, it shocked him. He stepped back. The story was, the little boy got to playing with some neighborhood boys down the basement of the old abandoned house. There's a plan there. The other boys been watching the TV program. They took a bottle and broke the end of it off like they did in the saloon fight. Then they began to gouge the little boy in the tummy with that old broken bottle. I told that story. I watched that mother scream and cry. Amen. Darn the funeral director to take away her boy. There's a brother walked up to me and said, "Tell this story wherever you preach along these lines." Said, in our neighborhood, said, "The water comes up the back of our house," and said, "There's alligators all around there." And said, "This one neighborhood there," I said, "the alligator would come up to the back of their house." Brother Fred Wiley, amen. I think it was over in the Bayou Country. And they said they begin to feed the alligator. And one day, as a little boy was out in the back of the yard by himself, Dad was over the neighborhood. All of a sudden, they heard a voice and hollered out, "Help, Dad, help." Amen. He heard the cry and broke to run. And just he jumped the fence and looked and saw. He saw a little four-year-old boy being swallowed up with that alligator, clamped down on him. Amen. Said he run. Amen. Said it went down below in the water. He grabbed the pole. His neighborhood come. They jumped in the water and began to beat. Amen. Tried their best to get down there and pull a little boy out of his mouth and could not. Amen. He said, "Tell that story wherever you go. Amen. I'll tell you, if you feed the dogs, they'll stay there, Mom and Dad. Amen. And when you feed them, they'll destroy your child." Oh!